This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, bringing you all the news from the past week for the South East Radio Group. It has been a very busy week for our poor hard-working repeater gurus this week. As outlined in last week's update, our current antenna setup for VK5RMG on the Bluff leaves a lot to be desired as far as the antenna's radiation pattern is concerned. It has been very difficult, if not impossible, for some Mount Gambier members to access the repeater from their homes or even while mobile. The repeater group has now come up with a workaround, and after quite a bit of effort, we now have a city full of happy campers again. Well done, and thank you to Peter, VK5BE, Colin, VK5DK, John, VK5DJ, and all of the other fellas who have been involved. Last Friday evening, Norbert, VK5MQ, who spent just on 12 months as a comms tech on Macquarie Island in 2019, gave us a second presentation on his time there. Norbert operated from Macquarie as VK0 Alpha India, using mainly FT8. With video footage that we did not see in his first presentation some time ago, plus topics which had not been presented before, he had the audience captivated. No doubt many of us were very happy to learn of his adventures whilst comfortably seated in a nice warm room and not traipsing about over thin snow and ice being pursued by cranky seals. Thank you for another excellent night, Norbert. Our current meeting regime is to hold our business meetings on air, with the agenda, various reports, correspondence, etc., all put on the members-only pages of the website a few days before the meeting. This ensures that all members can be aware of what we will be discussing well before the meeting, and any questions that they may have can be answered off-air. In this way, no sensitive and confidential stuff needs to go to air. So far, this has worked very well and has resulted in short, sharp and efficiently run meetings. No problems have been encountered so far. We have now returned to our club rooms for activity nights and the last two have gone very well with full houses both times, COVID-wise that is. It would be nice if our club rooms were just a bit larger, as the last meeting saw us right on the limit of members allowed. It will still be nice when we can return to normal for all meetings, but I suspect that that may be a while yet. As mentioned here last week, at this point, our 2021 annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships are going ahead on the 12th and 13th of June. Full catering, the Sunday night dinner, and the general format is business as usual, with social distancing enforced, of course. Ross from Strictly Ham will be in attendance as usual, and we look forward to another highly successful event. Mr. COVID is not invited. That pulls me up for this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say, 7-3 from Serge.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, everyone. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of Wison South Australians Committee. As it was such a great and well-attended event, another free barbecue social get-together has been planned for Saturday the 17th of April, and a venue and time is to be announced, so keep listening to future broadcasts and all the Wison South Australian newsletter and Facebook page for more details regarding venue and time. This Sunday, the 7th of March, which is today at 2000 hours local time, the Wison South Australian Radio Net on the Link Repeater Network for Wison members and friends will be held again. And as the net was so popular last month, the Wison Committee have decided to facilitate this net regularly on the first Sunday of each month at 2000 hours on the Link Repeater Network. And it was pleasing to hear the number of amateurs who called into this net from all over the countryside, including radio amateurs from country regions including Ardrossan, Yorktown, Tanunda, Tailem Bend, Murray Bridge and Goolwa, and the number of local radio amateurs that called in and participated in this net. Everyone is invited to join in, and the only requirement is that you have an amateur radio licence. And you don't have to be a WISN member either to participate in this net, which will be hosted by WISN South Australian committee member Tony Green, VK5 FBIC. The net aims to encourage the hobby and check on reverse how simplex could work across the city and near towns, encourage hams near neighbours to buddy up and make friendships, and help be resilient in the case of adversity. The net also sponsors WISN South Australian recruitment, events, training, and open up informal resourcing from the diverse skills, abilities and equipment of the amateur radio community to be a coordinated force to benefit South Australia, city and country communities in case of serious situations requiring important alternative communications if the existing system fails or is overloaded. The net's main frequency is via the Crayford's VK5RAD 70cm repeater, and which is part of the Link repeater network, and the repeaters linked are Adelaide CBD 70cm, up at Hermitage 77m, Crayford 70cm, Murray Bridge 2m, Lobethal 2m and Murray Bridge 2m repeaters. There is a wide footprint from Victor Harbour, Murray Bridge, Strathalbyn and the metro area to the Barossa via this Link repeater network. Pop in and say good day on today, the 7th of March at 2000 hours local time, and meet hands from far in the field, and you never know what you may learn on the night. In the very near future, we'll be hosting a mock emergency incident training exercise on this net in the coming months, so keep listening to be involved. All hams, young and old, are welcome. Planning is well underway for the Shannon's Adelaide Rally 2021, which is a four-day car rally event being held over the 24th to 27th of March, which had previously been postponed during November 2020, due to COVID-19, so if you're in exotic vehicles, well, this rally is for you. WISN South Australia currently have one or two vacancies for volunteers in this event for amateur radio operators to assist with communications and logistics across the 4 days. Registrations via the Rally South Australian webpage, and you can register this event by going to the webpage rallysa.com.au, I say again, rallysa.com.au, and click on the Shannon's Adelaide Rally link, then register under the Volunteers link, WISN Volunteers, and pick your days. You don't have to be do every day, or not even 4 days, as we're looking for radio operators to cover stages. So come out and volunteer and be part of the action, and being up close to the vehicles in action, and put your radio skills to good use. New licence holders and foundation operators are strongly encouraged to participate on this event. In summary, got some dates for you to lock into your diaries for WISN events. So this Sunday, today, the 7th of March at 2000 hours, is the WISN Net on the Link Repeater Network at 2000 hours. The 24th to 27th of March, the Shannon's Adelaide Rally across Adelaide. The 17th of April 2021, the WISN Barbecue Social Get-Together, the location to be announced along with the time. The 28th of March, the Dementia Australia Memory Walk, Gunnerook and West Beach. 25th of April, the Anzac Day Vigil at Morphett Vale. And the 8th and 9th of May, the Rally AGL Rally of the Heartland, in the located in Burra in the Mid-North. Also, WISN South Australia has been invited to participate in a new event, and which is on the 16th of May, which is the MSS Safety Rally in the Barossa region, which is a new exciting rally event that WISN South Australia have been proudly invited to assist in communications and logistics support. And this is due to our wonderful volunteer amateur ham radio operators and the professionalism that you bring to these events with your skills, knowledge and professionalism, and commitment that each and every one of you bring to these events. And the committee thanks you all for your dedication and professionalism and skills that you all bring to these events on a regular basis. In summary, the Committee of WISN South Australia looks forward to seeing you out there and working alongside you in the field at the many events that WISN South Australia are providing radio communications and logistics support for. And don't forget the WISN Free Barbecue on the 17th of April 2021, and the venue and times will be advertised in the near future on the broadcast or via the WISN Australia Facebook page or the newsletter. And of course tonight, the WISN Net, 2000 hours on Link Repeater Network. Look forward to chatting to you on the net tonight. This has been VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the WISN Australia and its committee, 73 and stay safe all.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, last week's coffee club was held at the Cafe Primo, across the road from the library in the Tea Tree Plaza. And it was well attended, and everybody had a good time. And we got to have pancakes with our coffee. Oh, that was good. At next week's coffee club is back in the Tea Tree Gully Library. And, of course, there will be the usual on-air coffee club CoronaNet at 9 a.m. on the Houghton Repeater, run by Phil, VK5SRP. So don't forget, next Wednesday, it's back to the usual spot in the Tea Tree Gully Library. And next Friday, the 12th of March, it will be the meeting for the month of March at the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent. And this meeting will have a microwave communications talk given by David, VK5KK. So come along and listen to this very interesting lecture and find out all about microwaves. Now, get there about 7:15pm for a 7:30pm start. And don't forget that the COVID rules apply, and you'll have to log yourself in and make sure everything's clean before we leave. So that's next Friday, the 12th of March, for the general meeting, and it's going to be all about microwave communications. And, of course, the F-Troop Net is still going, and that's on the Link Repeater Systems every Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. So come along and enjoy a talk, and, find out a lot of things that are happening around the band with the F-Troop Net. So that's Fridays at 5 p.m. on the Linked Repeater Network. Now, in April, we're hoping to have a buy and sell. And we didn't have one last year because of the lockdown. But hopefully, the virus permitting, we'll be having a buy and sell this year. And it will be Saturday the 17th of April. And there'll be more details in coming broadcasts. But hopefully, we'll be able to go along and buy some bargains or perhaps sell off some of the pre-loved gear. So that will be Saturday the 17th of April for the North East Radio Club buy and sell. Well, that's all for this week's North East Radio Club news. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. This year's John Moyle Weekend is going to be held over the weekend of the 20th and the 21st of March. AHARS was planning on doing the event, and we are looking for members who wish to take part. So far, I have had only one response to this call, and looking at the regulations, we cannot use the AHARS shack as I intended. This means unless we have volunteers to run the event at a suitable location, this will not go ahead. May I suggest members run a home station for this year? Here is the format information for the event. You can take part in only a few hours of the 24 hours, or you can take part from your QTH instead of a contest site. For more details, go to the WIA website and look up John Moyle 2021. And you will find there are a number of categories you can choose from. 24-hour portable operation, multiple operator. 24-hour portable operation, single operator. 6-hour portable operation, multiple operator. 6-hour portable operation, single operator. Home station, 24-hour. Home station, 6-hour. The John Moyle is not a typical contest event where many participants are hell-bound on getting the highest score and be quite rude to folks who are not used to the cut and thrust of other contests. It's meant to be a fun event. Pat the Treasurer tells me the subs are rolling in quite fast this year, mostly by direct deposit. If you do not have this facility, you can pay in person at the next general meeting on Thursday the 18th of March at the club rooms. The guest speaker for the March meeting will be Brian, VK5VI, and he will let you into the secret of how the Sunday broadcast goes to air each week. The subs are still $20 for WIA members and $25 for non-WIA members, if paid before the end of March. After that date, there will be a $5 late fee. You can pay by direct deposit, and the name is Ahaz, the BSB is 105186, and the account number is 036-248-940. I will repeat that. The BSB is 105186, the account number is 036-248-940. Please do not forget to include your name and or your call sign in the details. Pat is sending out emails to all those who have paid to make sure the Ahaz has their correct email address. I'm hoping we can have a Back to the Shack breakfast during March or April. You may remember we had breakfast at the Shack regularly before the pandemic hit us. Keep an eye on your emails and an ear on the Sunday broadcast to find out what Ahaz is planning for 2021. My email address is bk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And now for news about the CW Special Interest Group. There will be a face-to-face meeting of the CW Group this Wednesday, 10th of March, at the Prospect RSL Club, commencing at 7 p.m. The club is located on the corner of Wilcox Avenue and Menzies Crescent Prospect, which is at the rear of Prospect Oval next to the grandstand. It is best to access the Prospect RSL from Main North Road. As a result of the on-air training, the need for weekly meetings has reduced, and the meetings will now only be held on the second Wednesday of each month. New members are most welcome, and the club can provide encouragement and useful tools to assist in learning or the using of CW. An email group has been set up so that members can arrange on-air training sessions, and this has reduced the need for weekly meetings. To join the email group, contact Paul at vk5ph@wia.org.au. The CW group invites anyone, especially country operators, wanting to participate in the group's activities, to contact Paul Hoffman via vk5ph@wia.org.au. The CW group is now only holding meetings on the second Wednesday of each month, and the next meeting will be this Wednesday at the Prospect RSL Club.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.